heaven high, heaven high.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the UCB Franklin Theater. Please welcome to the stage DJ Blue Dream and Sean Fisher.
There's like a haze. There's no... That's amazing. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us.
Yeah.
It's a quote. Mahatma Gandhi. Guys, we got such a fun show tonight. I'm so excited. Before we kick it off, does anyone here... We're a podcast as well. We do this every week as a podcast. Does anyone here subscribe to the podcast? Anyone? Nobody? You do? You get a joint. Does anyone want to subscribe to the podcast right now? Who's going to pull your phone out and subscribe to it? It's called I'm Too Up and High. And maybe, like, just share it with this row, you know what I mean? Maybe share that with that section, you know? I'm going to throw one to the back, yeah. Okay, someone... I'm so high and I don't know where it's going to go. Get it? Just, you know, share it. You did it. Great. It's like that Willy Wonka thing where there's just going to be more and more coming out. Guys, we have an incredible show. Before we kick it off, give it up for the Sultan of Sativa, King Kush, Marijuana Maharaja, the Czar of Toke. That's kind of right. It starts with a T. If you spell it, whatever. The highest host in the world, James Mastriani.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my man.
Oh boy. Sorry. I got the vape illness. What's up, stoners? Welcome. So excited you guys are here. I'm 2FN High. Who's here for the very first time? Awesome. Welcome, guys. Welcome. This is great. So let me tell you what this show is. This is the show where we get comedians high on cannabis and have them do comedic challenges to prove that marijuana makes everything funnier. That's what the show is. And so we have our comedians. They're high. They're in the back there, sitting there being really, really high. We're high right now. I'm very high. Hopefully you guys are very high. Is anybody here not high?
No, no one? Wow.
Nice.
Nice. Okay, someone did a little one of these.
Yeah.
Air is weed right now.
Yeah. Yeah, give it a minute. You'll get there. We do this live show the first Saturday of every month. It's also a podcast, weekly shows every Tuesday. And for any information, check out I'm2FNHigh.com. We do shows in other parts of the city and such. But also, with me as always, is my right-hand man, DJ Blue Dream.
Smoke weed every day, smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day, smoke every day. Smoke weed every day, smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day, smoke weed every day. Weed every day. Smoke weed every day, smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day.
It just goes on forever.
The 10-minute extended cut.
I know. How you feeling, DJ Blue Dream?
I'm good. I'm so crazy high.
Yeah, me too. Where are you at? What, a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm going to say like an 8.8.
Nice.
Pretty high. Yeah. What are you?
I think I'm right there too.
8.8 exactly?
Simply because I'm so high, I can't think of another number. So whatever that is, whatever.
Just the same number twice.
I literally can't think of another number other than 8.8. That's all I can think of right now. S, is that a number? what else, DJ Blue Dream?
I'm good. I don't know.
Family good? Everything good?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, what if it wasn't? That would be such a bummer way to start the show.
Yeah.
If you asked me that.
I would hope you, for the sake of the show, I hope you would lie. put the show above yourself.
That's true. Yeah. That is our motto. On a weed themed midnight show.
Yeah. And at the very end of the show, you guys, probably the most impressive part of the show, is we are going to have Sean Fisher here is going to, he's high right now, and he's going to remind us of everything that happened in the show through freestyle rap, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And so how high are you right now?
You know what? To keep the bit going, I'm going to say 8.8.
Nice.
But I also like when you decided to pick a letter, you chose S, which is objectively the most 8-looking letter.
I guess, yeah, that's true.
So you were barely getting into the next category.
Yeah.
You were like, I'll erase a little bit of whatever's in my head right now.
Yeah. Guess like an S is like an incomplete 8?
Yeah. It's like an infinity sign that's like, we're almost there.
Yeah. Great. So you'll be seeing Sean at the end of the show.
Yes.
And, you know, as we get high, we're probably going to forget what happened here tonight. So he'll help us remember that.
I got your back.
Yeah. cool. So before we get to our guests, you guys, we're going to jump to this first segment here. This segment is called Hideas.
Eureka.
It's a Hidea.
It's perfect. So Hideas is basically, in case you didn't guess, I smoke a lot of weed. And when I'm high sometimes, you know, I have thoughts. And I'm just going to share some of those thoughts with you guys. That's what Hideas is. Perfect. Puppets are gloves that majored in musical theater. There's no such thing as camping. We're all always camping. Some of us just have more permanent tents and a little further away from bears. Perfect timing. Right on cue. They say that you can tell how a person has sex by how they dance. For me, this is definitely true. I have sex the exact same way that I dance. In my apartment, alone, wearing only socks. Cupid has a lot going on. He's immortal. He can fly. His parents are gods. And yet he's not potty trained. He learned how to do archery first before he ever Human beings. This is the last one here. Last one, I promise. I know you guys got to get out of here. Human beings are the only animals that like to be clapped at. And that's ideas. Yeah, see? Clap. Clapping feels good to people. Agitated wolves, they don't like rounds of applause. Not the same thing for them. You guys ready to meet our stoned comedians? Awesome. Please welcome to the stage Lacey Mosley, Rachel Van Ness, and Jamie Loftus. Ganja babe, my sweet ganja babe. They're making their way. Come on out. Yeah, we called all your names. Oh, well, we can grab it in a minute.
If I had to pick the most on-brand thing Lacey would say when she came out,
yeah,
that would be the exact sentence.
It's, oh God, I don't know what purse I brought. Red YSL bag. Thank you. No, I need to take an Instagram story because I've had a really long day and I just need people to know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm high and I'm so high. Great. So, you know.
Perfect.
Hi. I'm sorry, I'm talking too much. This is the start of your show, James. I'm so sorry. I love James and I respect him. And I've known him for a long time and I like super respect him. Yeah. He knows that. He yeah. knows that. I text him all the time and say that I respect him, so. He knows.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it makes me feel really uncomfortable. Just
you
how often you text it. How often you text it makes
me
uncomfortable.
What a flex as a man to be like, a woman made me uncomfortable by texting me too much saying that I respect him.
Oh, holy the weed
shit.
Butler.
Holy
the
shit.
Weed
I wish
butler
I could Instagram
is here.
This presentation of my phone. Did anyone get that? Please tag me at Diva Lacey. Oh my God, if you guys didn't have your phones on, what are you doing? Oh my God, like our president's about getting impeached. Like, have your phone on all the time. You never know when you're gonna see some like wild ass shit that you need to like, you know what I mean? Like, we live in wild times. Like, when Trump's the president, he says he's gonna nuclear like a hurricane. Like everything is wild all the time. I keep my shit charged. I've never had my phone charged more in my life than right now because I'm like, Trump's president. I keep my shit charged because everything's wild every day.
Right.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to stop talking. I'm obviously high. Okay, great. Put the mic down.
So what I was going to say is, welcome you guys. Rachel, let's we'll start with you here. Uh-huh. And so always ask all of our guests the same question here at the top. What is your current relationship to cannabis?
My current relationship is like, I would say like a guy from high school I hooked up with like twice. Like,
currently or in high school?
currently. So, don't imbibe much, but boy, once in a while, once in a blue moon, yeah.
And how high are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10, would you say?
Oh, thank God, like 6 now.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great. Awesome. Well, thank you for being here. Yeah, Rachel Van Ness, everybody. How about you, Jamie Loftus? What is your current relationship to cannabis?
I've never smoked it by myself before. But if
really?
No. But if someone offers it to me, I act like I do. And then I was like, oh yeah, I have it. I'll do it a lot. And then like when we were outside, 10, 12? It was a lot of it, but I wanted you to, I've done this a bunch of times now,
yeah.
But every time, you know I don't smoke a lot of weed, and then you offer me, I'm like, yeah, I want James to think I'm cool. And then I'll just do it 900 times and then come out and be like, oh, I'm having a sustained panic attack.
Oh, no, a sustained panic attack.
I think it's, you know, started a couple minutes ago, go for about an hour.
Well, you seem super collected. You seem really,
I can't tell if you're making fun of me.
I'm not at all. Okay. I'm not at all. No, earnestly. Okay. Yeah. You seem to, I maybe like on the inside, but on the outside,
I have like a low humming vibration inside of me here, but it's so like low right now but it will expand. but right now it's very low.
I love it.
It's okay.
Great. I love it. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how high would you say you are? Or was that the numbers you were saying earlier?
When I said 10 or 12?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really realize what I was referencing when I said that. I see now that those references weren't for anyone. That wasn't quantifying anything. So probably a 9.
Jamie Loftus, everybody. Thank you for being here. Lacey Mosley.
Hi.
Hi. So.
Hi, I should talk into the microphone.
Yeah, so we know that, we know you're checking for Trump updates right now.
I was just posting, I tagged you. I posted about you.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
When I get intoxicated, I feel like I need to recluse, someone said what? And I'm going to explain. someone was like, what? I was thinking like recluse, like a spider, but they don't really they're just dangerous. But I am dangerous. Like, listen, like I be fucking dudes, I bite their head off. But I mean more like when I get intoxicated by weeds, I need to be in a corner by myself because I start feeling like, oh my God, am I being weird? I'm like, oh my God, are people upset with me because right. I'm so high? I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm just really trying to I want everybody to be happy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if like my level of high is offending people.
Okay. I don't, let's check in.
I think you're doing great.
has anybody so far been offended by how high Lacey is? Anybody?
Am I too PC? Is that too PC to be like, are y'all okay with how high I am?
No,
but you can tell me.
That's wonderful. I feel
you
like
can
that's
voice
very,
your opinion.
That's very thoughtful. It's a very
this
thoughtful
is an open forum.
What was the question I started talking before you asked?
Honestly, that whole thing, you answered the question already.
I'm so sorry, James.
Your
I've been on your show a few times, and I feel like I've gotten too comfortable. I've gotten too comfortable, and I'm sorry.
I'm fairly
I love it. I love it.
What was the format again? Somebody tell me the format. What am I supposed to do? I'm so sorry.
How high are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10?
I feel like the audience could participate in this. Audience, how high do y'all think I am on a scale of 1 to 10? Okay, right. I heard a lukewarm 10.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And that's how I feel. I feel like I am at a lukewarm 10.
That's
like
a good answer.
It is 10, but y'all gotta call an ambulance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's 10, but a bitch gonna be good, like, her phone charged, she gonna call her Uber, she gonna make it home by herself, like, when she get in the Uber with Juan, or Eric, that's my cousin name, or Lacey, that's my name. I didn't drive Uber just because I was scared of people getting in my vehicle. Also, I couldn't keep my vehicle clean that often. Like, when you drive Uber, your shit gotta be clean all the time, like... I be having snacks and shit. I couldn't do it full time. But, you know, I'll probably be fine. I'm saying, basically what I'm saying is how high I am is that when the show ends, damn, I'm high because I realize everybody's looking at me like, this bitch is high.
You came right back around to your thesis, though. It was great. It was really impressive.
When the show ends, I'm going to get in myself and go home to my self house where I live by myself.
Lacey Mosley.
Thank you, sis. Thank you. I see you and I hear you.
I love it.
I don't see you, but I do hear you.
Let's get to our first segment here of comedic challenges, shall we?
Activities.
So this first segment, you guys, is called the hypothetical situation.
Hypothetical
situation. And so basically how the hypothetical situation works is our comedians are high. And I'm going to give them a hypothetical situation, and they're going to act the hypothetical situation out. Make sense?
Can we stay sitting?
What's that?
We stay sitting during it, though?
Or
is it like a charades?
It is like a charades in that, like, yeah, you'll stand downstage.
I don't think I should stand.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I'll stay sitting.
I mean, you look good.
Whatever feels the most fun for you.
This is for people's ears as well, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's not a visual medium.
For the people with ears, Jamie is wearing a red jumpsuit.
Thank you.
And red Crocs. She got a body, and she cute, and she got like a little leg cross in front of everybody. It's very cute.
She could sit,
and you would still be entertained. Just want to say that to people listening.
Thank you for not mentioning that I'm white knuckling my own leg for no reason.
What if Lacey just went around and described everybody in the room to the listeners of the podcast?
Well, you know what? I have to do James before I stop. James is wearing his own merch, which James is a Libra. I'm a Libra rising. So
I'm not a Libra.
Yeah, he is. But, like, green looks very good on him, and his shirt brand is green. And, honestly, I have a photo of myself above my bed, so I love this.
Thank you.
You look good, though.
Thank you.
I just want the listeners to know how good you look.
Thank you very much.
It's a good beard, too. James got a connecting beard, listen. Let's not act like that's not a privilege, okay?
That's right, yeah.
It's true.
Sorry, I'm interrupting again. I'm so sorry.
You're all good.
I'm high to the point of annoyance. I'm so sorry.
Do you do anything to connect it? Or is that just natural?
It's just genetic, I guess.
You ain't filling it in with no pencil?
No.
I was like, I bet that some guys have a pencil.
Oh, hell yeah. I got a brow pencil. If I got a brow pencil, I know niggas got a beard pencil. I know y'all feeling it. It's okay. Put that Beijing on that beard. I'm into it. But this is a natural beard. This is a flex.
Yeah, this is a natural beard. Yeah.
Are you proud of it?
Honestly, this is the nicest compliment I've ever gotten maybe in my life, to be honest.
And it's all one color. Like, you know, sometimes white boys be having a beard and it be some red in it.
I think it's
like,
fun.
Where that red come from?
It's good.
Red is great, but like all red. You know what I mean? Like, no, this is a good, like, it's all one color and it's thick. I'm sorry. A thick beard is something to be proud of. You know, people have patchy beards. I just be feeling sorry for them. Like, cut it off. Stop.
Yeah, just don't do it. Whenever my boyfriend has a patchy beard and he's like, I don't care. I'm body positivity. I'm like, not on that though.
That's not how body positivity works. Yeah, we talk about not body hair, okay?
Yeah, you can't.
I love an unshaved armpit.
That's fun.
Especially on a bad bitch. If a bad bitch got some hair out, like, I think that's a
That's
huge
fun,
flex.
And might I add brave as well.
Listen, I'm dark skinned, so nobody even knows when I don't shave, so it's not as brave. I just be shaved. Anyway, so sorry. What are we doing? High ideas? Hypothetical situation, guys. Sorry.
That's right. No, this is
Y'all
great.
Can cut this out. Y'all cut that out. Leave it if you want, though. I enjoyed it. Hypothetical ideas.
So, the hypothetical situation, we have a theme every single episode. We're going to use the hypothetical situation random idea theme generator.
Wow.
To see what is going to be our theme.
Oh,
Scams.
Lacey's category.
Scams is the theme. That's right. Lacey loves scams.
I'll cry right now.
And so all of these hypothetical situations are going to be scam related.
Oh, my God.
And Lacey, you're going to go first.
I would love to go. I love scams. Guys, this is my passion. Like, you know, when you're born and you figure out, like, something that you want to do with your life. Like, this was it for me. Like, everything's made up, guys. Everything. The government, your clothes, your identity, race, racism. Everything is made up. Like, so, like, make up your own things, guys. That's why scams are so beautiful. Cause
Well, I'm going to give you, you're going to like this situation because you're going to be able to use all of this.
I'm ready.
All right. So.
I'm ready.
Your situation is, you are the scam goddess.
Okay.
And this is the church of scam.
Yes, hallelujah.
And you're giving...
the congregation. That's what I call
this is your congregation.
My fans are in the congregation, yes.
And this sermon is on the five commandments of scam.
Hallelujah. Okay. Okay.
Lacey Mosley.
I'm ready.
Andrew, can you switch to my screen?
You can just do it.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Oh. Go for it.
You scared
Drew,
me.
Drew, I love you. Drew, I love you. I miss you. Good to see you. What am I supposed to do? I'm just supposed to make them up? Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just making them up. I thought I was going to have some prompts. Okay. That's fine. I don't need no prompts. A bitch don't need no prompts, honey. So the first of five, right?
Yeah.
Laws of... scam?
Commandments of scam.
Commandments
this is your,
of
this
scam.
Is your
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, congregation. Thank you so much for coming out tonight on this midnight. So good to see all of you. You are all alive, so we all have something to be thankful for, yes? Yes, shout it out, right? The first commandment of scams is always tell the truth that you believe. Which may be a lie, but if you believe it, it is the truth. If you believe anything hard enough, it is the truth. It is, because what is reality? Huh? I remember when I was a young Negro, and yes, I am black. I'm saying that into the microphone so everyone knows. I used to read names and it would be like Latricia and Laquanda and Erica Mondron. And I would think these are ghetto names. And then I learned that everything's made up. So Ashley is just as ghetto as Shaniqua. Because somebody made Ashley up. The difference is that everybody jumped on the boat on Ashley. That's the only difference. So if you believe it, guess what? It is the
truth.
I'm going to say it again. If you believe it, guess what? It is the
truth.
Hallelujah. All right, congregation, the second commandment of scams. Be kind. And by be kind, I mean don't scam poor people. If you poor, you need your coins, right? Now listen, there's a difference between scamming Amex and scamming ain't Amex. That's somebody auntie and she getting a lot of socks for Christmas for everybody in her family. Now, what I mean by this is that we scam rich people, right? We scam people who scam other people. Scam insurance companies. Scam the DMV. Did you know you can go to the DMV anytime you want? It's just like Starbucks, they just don't got no coffee. You can sit in there, they have very comfortable chairs, and they also have Wi-Fi. So, I'm just saying, scam industrial. Don't scam plastic straws. I'm kidding. Fuck paper straws, okay? Can I say that? Is this a safe space to say fuck paper straws?
Yeah.
There was one turtle, and honestly, I want to see that nigga. Where that turtle at? Because that turtle ruined my life. And I need to know where it is. I need it to be on a beach. I need to have a sun hat. I need to have a dress. I need to know that that turtle's living its best life because I've been suffering ever since that turtle video came out. Anyway, that's two. Three. Opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. Scamming is like going to a nice house. That's empty. You know it's empty. The door is locked. The garage is locked. The windows are locked. But you notice that they have a small doggy door for a dog. But guess what? The dog is like, looked like a Dachshund or like a fucking, you know, like one of them wolf dogs. A human can fit through that. And you go inside. Basically, they let you in because they had a hole, right? Always look for an opportunity. Also, guys, fourth commandment. If you have Hulu, cancel your Hulu tonight. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because if you go and cancel your Hulu tonight, Hulu will give you half off for 3 months if you stay. Can I have hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Cancel your Hulu tonight. They will give you half off for 3 months. And the last commandment of scams is confidence. Guys, this is a motivational speech. See, you're going to leave and you're going to feel better about your life. Confidence. If you believe anything, you can achieve anything. You could go from hosting The Apprentice to being the president of the United States. And listen, I know Trump's trash and everybody feels bad. I'm black. I feel the worst. What I am saying is like, yes, Donald Trump is trash. But as a scammer, I was like, damn. I could scam my way all the way up to the
top. Lacey Mosley. Awesome. Rachel, you're gonna go next. And so your hypothetical situation is, and you actually will be using the screen here. You are a criminal mastermind, all right? And you are telling your henchmen here how you are going to scam the marks that you're going to see on here. We're going to bring up some people that you're going to be scamming. And so you're going to explain how you're going to scam them.
Wait, so do we only see the people on the slideshow? That's all? Did I miss half of the instructions?
You're like...
Maybe I didn't explain it.
Okay.
You're like the leader of a heist gang, and this is
yeah,
heist
no,
gang.
No, I get that they're oh, okay, my okay. gang. I get we're like pulling something off.
But yeah, they'll just be pictures of your marks. We'll pull up
pictures of my marks, and this is how we're gonna scan.
And
them?
You're gonna tell your
my gang,
your gang,
how you're gonna
how we're gonna scan.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, gang. Everybody. Listen up. We're going for the British royal family. Parliament's fucked and now it's time to hit them where it hurts. First, we've got the little girl. She likes juice boxes and making money off of lemonade. What we're going to do is set up a sugar stand so that she'll have to use it for her lemonade stand. And we'll charge her double the prices. We make 100% profit. Next up. Megan, oh, we only care about a little girl. Next up, little baby. Good news, guys. This one's an idiot. This the only scam we need is peekaboo. The scam is that you've left and you actually haven't. He falls for it every time due to his lack of object permanence. And when we break into his nursery, we're gonna steal his parents' love. Next up, gang, Colonel Sanders, the original. I think. He's dirty. Okay. Listen up, gang. This guy, in case you couldn't tell, is old-fashioned. So we've really got to pull a fast one on him because he's been living for a long time, so he has a big frame of reference for all the tricks people could pull. Good. We all know where we're coming from. So I hope we're all clear on... how we're completing the scam. We feel good, gang.
Rachel Van Ness. Awesome. Great. And Jamie, you're going to go. Your hypothetical situation. So basically, you fell for a pyramid scheme.
Oh.
And... you've invited some friends over to try. You're desperate to try to get us on board, and the product is the product is called Vitamin Makeup.
I would fall for that. Okay, I want to talk to a couple people specifically because there's been one person who hasn't looked at the stage in so long. I just want to say, hi, what's up? Hi, I'm Jamie, we can see you. So the reason I, as you were, the reason I've invited you all over today is because, you know, you guys know me. I don't have any money, and I'm stupid as hell. And so I hope that you will support me in my new business. That, you know, I know I don't have a lot of business experience, and I've mostly gotten fired from various LIDS locations for the past 15 years. But I really think things are about to turn around for me. And good news, my cousins. This opportunity is now for you as well. How exciting. It's nice, too, because now that we're all family and we know that in the improvisation, you will feel guilty and want to give me your money because I know how much money you make and you know how sad my life has been for some time. So here's the product, gang. I see you're all wearing full faces of makeup. How long did it take you to put on your makeup today? This is called the hard pitch. They showed it to us in the video. How long did it take? 20. Oh, no. That's too much time. Sorry. That's like they explain it to us in the videos, too. They say, whatever the answer is, go, oh, no. Right. Okay, how long did it take you to put on your full face of makeup today, cousin? 0 minutes? Oh, no. We're in trouble, cousins. Here's what we've got. I have a product available to you that I have a surplus of. Why? It's called Vitamin Makeup. Have you heard? Don't Google it, okay? Don't look it up. But I do think if you take it, all of a sudden... You look wet. You look like one of those Instagram models that you're like, they're sexy. No, or do they just look wet? You don't know.
It's fun. You look like a little dewy teenager, like a Glossier model. Just looks like they need to be toweled off, you know? That's what this product does for you. I have so much of it. I'm just concerned that if I take all of the product I have, I'll get too beautiful. So I'm passing on my product and experience to you. What do you say, guys?
Love it.
Aaron is my favorite cousin for this reason. All right, what about the rest of you? There's four of you. What? Oh, no. We've had issues in the past. And I can't apologize for my conduct at your child's christening enough.
What's like the scientific?
Oh my God. What's the scientific was the question. They do not prep us for that in the video. I think it, like most pills, you just take it and see what happens. Right? But yeah, how much is it? I'm willing to cut you a deal today. For friends and family, of course. It is 7 installments of 30 Bitcoin. That could mean anything. Right. You're in? Oh, he's got bits. Okay. All right. What do you say, last cousin? Yes, okay. Well, you guys are fools. Talk to you later. Oh no, my sticker pack is not up. All right.
Jamie Loftus. That was great, you guys. That was the hypothetical situation. Give them a round of applause. These guys killed it. They got, you know, you guys are really high, having to do these comedic challenges. How are we feeling so far?
I feel better.
Awesome.
I feel better. I woke that guy up. Right. He's back.
He's back.
Yeah.
You got him back.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
Did everyone move their seats up, or was my seat really far back and I scooted? Oh, I know. I just leveled out with you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, before we get to our next round of challenges here, if you've got something you want to blaze, you can smoke it. Have a good time. Hey, stoners. This episode of I'm Too Effing High is sponsored by Vail. It's so cool, guys, that cannabis is finally a normal part of life for a lot of people. And as a result of that, all of these different cool products and things are coming out and being created for cannabis culture and the cannabis user. And Vail is one of those companies, and they are here to help us enjoy it by taking care of the lingering stench that comes with smoking. If you're in a situation you need to get rid of that smoky smell, maybe your boss is over. Maybe your significant other's parents are coming over. Maybe you're at a police ball. Go to smellvail.com and use the promo code TOOHIGH for 25% off your first order. That's smellvail.com, spelled V-E-I-L, like veil, like you wear at a wedding, and promo code TOOHIGH, T-O-O-H-I-G-H. Check it out. Get 25% off today. And if you need to, nobody ever has to come over to your place and know that you smoke weed.
Let's get our panel back up. Come on back, you guys.
This last comedic challenge called Deweeded Scenes.
All my weed is gone. All my weed is gone. All my weed is gone.
This scene has been deweeded.
So basically how Deweeded Scenes works is...
Smooth.
yeah, we embrace the messiness here. So how it works basically is you guys are going to act out together a deleted scene from a movie. And in order for us to do it, though... We actually are going to need to ask the weed butler to come back out because for this to happen, you guys have some little costumes here.
Oh, wow. Costumes.
Yeah.
Okay. I love wardrobe. Okay.
Oh. There we go.
A small costume.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a clown nose.
No, I got you.
I'm only a clown when I'm texting guys that I like.
This is
my least favorite thing in the world.
We're gonna see a deleted scene from the movie It.
I got a big head, so this wig ain't gonna fit. But
I'm just gonna perch it.
Yes, yeah.
The idea. The idea of a clown.
Yeah. So the deleted scene is basically it's from the movie It, and the deleted scene is the three of you are also clowns that live in the sewer, but you're not creepy, and you're here in trying to convince the townspeople that you're good clowns that live in the sewer, not a creepy clown. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Great. Deleted scenes, everybody.
Hey y'all, it's me, Bozo. Y'all know the hoe, Bozo. Bozo, you know, I'm here for anti-slut shaming. And we all been Bozo.
It's been rough.
It's been very rough for not only for hoes, but also for clowns. And honestly, we all live in shit, right? You know what I mean? Every time the toilet flush, it's some new shit in the sewer. And I feel like we being discriminated against. Like, we had one it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then everyone is judging us.
Yeah.
Pretty harshly, I think.
And when I saw a kid get murdered, the first time I saw the kid get murdered, I was like, oh my God, please don't be a clown. Please don't be a clown. Like, I can't take that. We don't need that. And then it was.
I don't think we should constantly have to just explain. I mean, there's so, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's a lot of clowns in this sewer. And you're affecting whole, like, economies down there.
It's not just, like, big adult clowns either. Like, there are little boy clowns, little girl clowns, little toddler clowns, little baby clowns. And they need our support, too. And it's not, it feels bad knowing they're growing into a poor future.
Right.
Yeah, I had to shut my small business down.
And listen, I know.
It was really hard.
I know my name is Clown Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey.
That doesn't help.
But I have struggles too. I may be a rich clown, which means that.
You're the richest clown.
But I still live in a sewer, so that.
Yeah, but you get the best shit.
That's true.
You have the best sewer area.
I do.
Yeah. Listen, you guys, I know that, you know, the smell of us is not great. I get that. We're not asking you to even join us in the sewer. We're just trying to keep our online businesses afloat here. Right. And
I've been selling T-shirts on Squarespace.
Oh, yeah.
For 12 years.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I didn't realize that a sewer clown was involved in the business. Sewer clowns are canceled.
Right, which is crazy because I'm like, you've been pulling up to the sidewalk for how long?
Oh, yeah, I mean, my entire life.
Honestly, look, I get it.
My entire clown life. Clowns age differently, too.
I will just say, like, guys, if you're hesitant on being a little nicer to us, like, I just propose a brunch or a nice dinner, and we can all just, like, get together over some wine and, like, connect over common differences. Yeah. Maybe even find some similarities if we're feeling it.
It is an outpatient therapy, and they're really, like, figuring themselves out right now, and I think that we should just, like, respect its journey and just move the fuck on, you know?
Right. Uh-huh. Or also, y'all could just feel great about the fact that we live in the sewer and we're fighting to live in a sewer. Like, I feel like that's, like, the worst place to live. Like, y'all don't want to live in a sewer, right? Like, we're not asking for much. It's not like, we're not asking for a street. We're not asking for a cul-de-sac, a corner,
but
dead
maybe
end.
For coffee sometime to talk about this.
I'm sorry, I gave it up real quick. I'm sorry. You right. We would like to have coffee with you and your children. But like we said before, we not like it. First of all, we knew that nigga was foul. His name was It, okay? Right. He came out, he was like, my name is It. We was like, what's your name? He was like, It. And we were like, sir, that's not a name.
That's
and he was like,
name.
That's it. That's all I'm giving you. And you know, my name is Patrice. Like, I, you know, like, I'm trying to engage with y'all. He named himself after, like, what is the object? It?
It was, yeah, it was really sad. I mean, it needed a lot of attention from, yes. And it would do it, go to
and we
any
kept
length
saying, stop
it,
and everybody was like, what does that mean? We said, stop it, and then eventually
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
and
we're like,
you know, we said, stop it. We warned y'all, so y'all trying to get mad at us like we didn't say stop it. And y'all was like, what that mean? And I was like,
stop what? And we're like
it's
understand.
Killing us. We said it's killing us. Y'all said, what's killing y'all? We said it, and y'all said what? And we was like, we thought everybody was familiar with the fact that this nigga named himself like goddamn, what are those called? What is an it called? That's not a name. It's
like it killed your child, and you're like, be more specific. Like,
but you know how like it's like verbs and it's adjectives and it's guys, this past month has been so hard.
I'm sorry, we haven't been getting a lot of
none
food.
Of us have English degrees, and that's made it very hard for us to communicate with y'all.
Yeah, I just have a math degree.
That's X, not it.
What?
X, not it. There's no it. No one's like,
yeah. You know, there are no it's in that.
A squared plus B squared equals it squared. That's not a thing.
Yeah, it's shorter than as a hypotenuse.
It?
Anyway, this is not our fault.
Also, I love kids.
Okay.
When have you even... We haven't even met no kids.
We can't really vouch for her. Is
the thing. Yeah. Also, like, y'all acting like kids come to the sewer every day. Like, kids don't be pulling up to the sewer every day.
That's kind of on them, really, when you think about it. Why is your kid so comfortable walking up to a sewer?
Right.
That's an indication of your parenting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But again, we ain't touched none of them kids.
So, just to give high fives when they run real fast.
Again, Jennifer, we talked about this. We was just gonna say we didn't touch the kids, okay? You saying high fives make it sound like you're warming people up to that we touched the kids.
Sounds like
we
you're open to more.
Not
it's not good.
That's the way it seems. Oh, man. Oh, that was so funny. Guys, you did it. You came here. You got high. You got put on the spot. You did these comedic challenges. Here we are at the end of the show. How are you feeling? You're still high. Did you have fun?
Yes.
I felt like you two both sounded so smart and articulate and eloquent like the whole time.
Smart?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So thank you so much.
It's good to end like feeling that way.
Yeah.
Wow.
So nice. Good vibes.
Yeah. I stopped interrupting as everyone could see. You saw how at the beginning I was interrupting a lot, and then I started interrupting less and less as the show progressed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I came like I became like a normal high.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, it was great. Yeah. Well, thanks so much again for doing this. Guys, give these guys a round of applause. Lacey Mosley, Jamie Loftus, Rachel Van Ness. And before we get to Sean Fisher and the wrap up here, he's going to remind us about the whole show. Thank you. Sorry, round of applause also for Ithamar Enriquez, the Blaze Bit. That bit was amazing.
Go watch his show. It's incredible.
Absolutely. Also, the quickness. They opened the show with a pre-roll. Thank you to those guys. And now, let's check in with Sean Fisher for the wrap-up. He's going to remind us everything we saw here.
Yeah. I hope I don't slip on these 26 drops of water. All right.
Get down.
Woo! Alright, this shit next is weird. I got a half black, half red disconnected beard. It's growing in kinda spotty. Alright, here we go. I'm doing karate kicks with all the words that I am spitting. Oh man, all these things are freestyle, not written. Yeah, oh man, I'm not being modest. I'ma tell you all how to do scam goddesses. 5 steps to the scam. He's gonna make sure you take care of you and your fam. Take that cheese from the man. Do you feel bad? Hell no, we do not give a damn. We're moving on, what else can I sing? Oh yeah, let's talk about how we're a gang. And we're gonna do some shit that's kinda crazy. Take out the royal family, then a baby. in that order. Yeah, man, I am a big supporter. Oh, what I'm doing up here, you're hearing it. Got this idea, gonna sell you a pyramid. Oh, some vitamin makeup. But first, man, I really need you to wake up. You fell asleep again. How I'm gonna end it.
Woo! Sean Fisher! Did you guys have fun with us tonight? Our next show, our next live show will be right here on November 2nd, Saturday at midnight. And look forward to seeing you guys then. Get home safe. Stay 2F and high, you guys.
How's everybody doing tonight? Great, as we get started, before we get going, we just want to bring out the quickness. So everyone, give a round of applause for the quickness for your pre-show entertainment.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to I'm Too Effin' High.
Whoa. Hey.
Whoa.
The show proper is going to begin in a second, but we're the quickness. Whoa. We're going to do some freestyles for you guys.
Wait, quick question. How many people are here are high tonight? Whoa. Hey,
that's more than two people.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
This is the part of the show where we just say hi to our friends. We're just going to say hi for the first 3 minutes. Hey.
Hey, man.
Whoa.
Yes.
What? For real? I'm so happy you made it.
What's something the really good that happened to you this week? Something really good. Shout it out.
You guys had
the
bad
idea.
Weeks. Or perhaps yikes.
I got a raise.
Oh.
Great. We'll take the track. You got a raise.
Hey.
Hey.
Money, money. Money, money. Money, money. Money. I love a raise, I feel so good.
So good.
Let me get that check bumped up. I'm going so hood,
so
I'm going good. To the mall. Get some new shoes, new shirt. Got a new hat, walking through the fall. Gonna flirt, yeah. Got that money in my bank account, what? Yeah, you know you wanna mess with this, what? Cause I got a raise and I got like one more dollar every day.
Hey.
One more dollar every day.
Check it. I barely got a raise, got one more dollar every day. But I'm spending it all day on fish fillet. That's all I can afford, is $1 meal from Mickey D's. I asked for some more from my boss, I'm like, oh pretty please. He's like, nah bitch, you don't get any more. You work on the store floor, you my fucking store whore. I'm like, damn dude. That's pretty rough.
Yikes.
Don't you know it's hard out here for a man, it's tough. I just want $2 a day. I just want $2 a day. Twice as much as I'm making now, that'd be $2 a day.
That's two.
It's not like it's a dollar.
Oh.
Not like it's a dollar. Nobody ever wanna holler at a boy with a one raised dollar.
Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Just got a raise. Feeling like a king. I can't wait to save. I'm gonna save it all. I'm not gonna go on vacation. I'm gonna put it away. I'm gonna put it in a 401k, son. Oh my God. My mom would be so proud.
Yeah.
If she could only fucking look at my ass now.
Yeah.
I'm scrimping and saving. I'm not spending a dime. I just got a raise and this is how I'll spend my time. Reading books. And learning about the future.
Yes.
Looking at cute girls, but I will not indulge. All that I will do is save a little money and I'll save for some for you too.
Thank you for saving a dollar for me.
You're
too
welcome.
Hey, hey.
Yo, yo, hey. Yo. Just got a raise.
Yeah, just got a raise.
Praise.
Just got a raise. Praise. I'm gonna have this money for the rest of my days.
Days.
I'm like, just got a raise. Praise.
Church of money, church. I go to the church. Bank and I pray, I deposit all this goddamn money. I got a raise.
He got fucking a raise, raise, everybody. Give him a round of
congratulations,
applause.
Congratulations, dog. I'm so happy for you, and I'm happy that you're here.
Yeah, man. Thanks for being here, all of you guys. Thanks for being here. Thanks for smoking it up.
Whoa. Yes.
Hey,
my math teacher.
Whoa. Shit. Oh,
you made it.
Carlos. Shit, man.
You said you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, exactly. They said it wasn't going to be
here. I got a restraining order against that guy. What the hell?
Whoa, 200 feet, man.
Whoa.
Whoa. This next one is not a freestyle.
We could have pretended.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's
not a freestyle.
This one is about...
We wrote this one.
Yeah,
yeah, we wrote this one. Jack?
It's a little bit about interracial dating, as Jack just demonstrated.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this one's all about interracial dating, as I just demonstrated. Hey.
This
was fun. I like this one. It's crazy. It's good.
Try it.
I like that.
Try it out.
It's a lot, but I think you can handle it.
Whoa.
There he is. Cool. Let's play it.
Front row's high. Let's do it.
Yo, so I'm at the House of Pies with this girl straight vibing for the past 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
And then she brings up race.
Okay. Yo.
Two,
she's all
three.
Like, what is race? It's just a social construct. Hatred and prejudice, yeah. Yes. I would rather defend your right to spend time with who you wanna fuck. Whipped it out, she says she's never tasted chocolate before. Wow. Plus her dad'll be so pissed, his jaw will hit the floor. More, tell me about the struggle while she gives me ebony cuddles. Said there's more to me than what's skin deep. I hate to burst your bubble, but I'm troubled with the ghetto ways with which you try to relate.
Yeah.
You think you're being woke, but it just comes off as fake. See, I'm not trying to be some Tuskegee experiment, so you believe our experience has been achieved? To me, that's just absurd, son. So how many licks does it take till you get to the center of the white man's burden?
How many licks does it take till you get to the center of the
No one's colorblind, colorblind. Try to open up your mind. If you're really trying to be better,
better, better, better,
let's talk a little bit more.
We should talk. It's good. Yeah.
No one's colorblind, colorblind. Try to open up your mind.
Up here.
If you're really trying to be better,
better, better,
let's love a little bit more.
That sounds good. I've had trouble though, you know. I wasn't their type of guy. Two planes in a New York sky. Y'all remember that stereotype? I rock that shit like all my life. She afraid of my facial hair. At my name she'd stare. Being real mean. Afraid to approach, is he on my team?
What?
Now I'm ethnic, how pleasant. I'm a full print on her back. Dates me and she bragging. My Aladdin. Fuck that. Nowadays, still dismal. Oh, she woke though, so liberal. Here's a riddle. Cali's where I come from. These girls assume that I'm Muslim. My teams are typically brown, yellow, black. Is that unfair? Maybe I'm whack. But who you be bragging to after the fact? Cause fuck him, he's not a political act. I'm sorry to play or hate shit at the gate. Coming off strong for this first date.
Yeah,
we could be cool.
Yeah,
we could relate.
Yeah,
tell him, Flip.
Yeah.
I want a woke girl with no cigarette. She be minty fresh and we split the checks. You wanna fuck all night till the bed's unstable. Feminine mystique on a bedside table.
Woo!
I wanna love a girl like I love myself. More of a fox than Virginia Woo! I'm trying to get with every little bit of her. I would've fucked with Rosie the Riveter. I want a girl that's my partner. I want a flaunt her. Girl with a Santa. Girl with a Santa. Every summer she wearing a romper.
Ooh.
I'm trying to make peace with myself and society and my anxiety when I'm too high to be everything right, even though I am trying to be. Girl, do you like what you see? Don't lie to me.
Colorblind. Colorblind.
Sing it.
Try to open up your mind. If you're really trying to be better.
Be better, you know.
Let's talk a little bit more.
She's vibing. She knows.
No one's colorblind. Colorblind. Try to open up your mind. If you're really trying to be better, let's love a little bit more.
Thank you.
Blah.
Blah.
We're the quickness.
We're the quickness.
With a Q, capital Q. Write that down.
Write it down.
You're not gonna remember it.
It's the quickness. You're all too high to remember it. That's okay.
Quickness with a Q.
All right, we're gonna do another one. We're gonna make it up.
You guys, it's the spookiest time of the year.
Shit.
Oh, it's October.
Carl.
Halloween.
Halloween.
Halloween's happening.
She knows. She's got orange on.
So we're gonna do.
She knows. He knows. He's got orange
Halloween
on.
Halloween time.
If you don't have orange on, then you just don't
you
know.
You didn't know it was Halloween.
You just didn't know what month it was.
Yeah. Anybody not wearing orange probably
that's close.
Didn't know it
this
was.
This is pretty close to orange.
My man.
2.5 people
so
tonight.
Wait, let's hear about something that happened to you in the last week that was kind of spooky.
Something spooky.
Shout it out is the idea. Something.
At the air show, thinking that you hear the airplane, but it's like creepy.
You were at an air show.
and you thought that hearing airplanes above you was creepy.
Hey, no offense, bro. I'm so glad you're here. Do we have to take that? That's not spooky, dog.
Let's take two.
That's spooky. Like somebody saying, like, I don't
that's
know.
A whole thing.
What else?
Let's get more details.
Yeah, let's get. Why is it spooky, though?
There better be skeletons, bro.
No, I work there. I work at a building right next to it, so I was like trying.
A haunted building?
So to be clear, this is a place where airplanes often fly over. There was an air show, which you weren't expecting, and as a result, there were tons of airplanes flying overhead, and you thought maybe it was like a military action.
Yes, exactly.
What kind of, was it an alien invasion? Can you give us that?
Jack, easy. This is Jack's favorite month.
Jack's really, he's intense about spooky stuff. You gotta
just. This is my favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
So up next, this track is about when you get scared because you think you hear airplanes.
Scared because of airplanes.
The spookiest shit ever.
Kick it off.
All right, let's do it.
Jack's furious.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
I'm at my normal place of motherfucking business. When suddenly up above, a sound like I've never heard before. Some sort of mechanical whir from far away. An airplane.
What?
Ghost? In the sky? That's motherfucking insane.
Not spooky.
An airplane?
A ghost?
An airplane?
An alien?
That's just messing with my motherfucking big brain.
Huh. Tell me what's going on. Something up is above me. I've never had this experience before in my life.
No.
What's going on?
Whoa.
I see some lights. There's an airport right here. I wonder if that relates. Probably not. Probably something crazy. It's a alien baby. Can't be an airplane. Something in the skies. Don't know what it is. This is the job that I go to every day.
Yeah, then I find out that I wanna go across the country. Woo! How am I supposed to get there really fast? Suddenly somebody tells me something about an airplane. Sounds like they pulled that shit right out of their ass.
Oh my god, did you hear that? That was insane, son. Aliens, it's an invasion. Oh. Something truly scary. I think I peed my pants. Holy shit, is that chance? Turn it up, let's dance.
Yeah.
Something to distract us from all that alien nonsense. Everybody is really weighing on my conscience. Should I nuke them? Should I let them live? This shit is hella scary, man. How am I gonna live?
But these airplanes, tell me, do you know? Did they come here in a motherfucking UFO? Or did they come here something more insane? Flying here in a domestic commercial aeroplane. I wanna know.
Yo, why don't they just go slow? I thought aliens would probably just roll up on a bird. But instead, there's a crazy noise instead of birds.
I was working at my job. I do stocks.
Who does?
He does. He does stocks. All day long, he been working hard with his stocks. Thinking about boats that hang out down at the docks. Or maybe by the car. That would be sane. Or maybe something else, like walking in his brain. Any other form of transportation wouldn't be insane as a motherfucking domestic fucking airplane.
Hey Brad, I'm sorry to interrupt with all of that NASDAQ, but have you heard the sounds? There's an alien attack!
Yeah!
It's coming! It's gonna take your brain out, scoop it up and eat it like it's ice cream. That's what they about.
Yeah! Ah.
Scoop!
Scoot, scoot!
Your brains!
Southwest.
Your brains!
Now you got an alien conscious inside you.
Yeah, I do. I do now.
Are you a clone? You don't even know what's consciousness.
That's real spook shit. Spooky
That's
shit.
What's scary.
That's spook shit.
Oh, wait. Also, Brenda is 15 minutes late from her break. That's terrifying.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. We're the Quickness. Yo.
Hey, that was great. I'm glad you guys were here.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for being here.
It.
We have a fantastic
Very good
show for you guys.
Man.
It's going to be such a fun show. It's about to start.
Are you guys excited for the show? Dope, they are.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having us. Have a good night.
Hey, guys.
Stay hot.
Hello. Check out our new podcast,
Barely Composed,
with us,
Femini Trio.
Each week, we write a brand new comedic song with one of our funny friends.
Listen and subscribe to Barely Composed on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Campfire Media.
Campfire.